And now, following the huge traffic that characterized last month's ECOWAS summit in Accra, the police have diverted traffic on some major roads effective tomorrow. The police are also advising that motorists who have no business around the Movenpick Hotel venue for the summit desist from going there. The PR of the Accra Police Command, DSP Freeman Tete, outlines the major roads that will be closed to traffic.
The police administration has taken note of that. The concern of the public as well as done its own study. So they've gone back to the drawing board to fashion out how best control traffic so that people do not suffer on. Even yesterday, the Director General Operation himself was on the ground. The Director General Motor Traffic and Transport Department and the Regional Commander and his team, they went around to assess possible routes for diversion as well as have strategies to map out strategies to control traffic within the metropolis.
So what are the routes you are diverting to traffic?
So a decision has been taken. The route from Movenpick Hotel to Airport Traffic Light on Independence Avenue, Accra Bound, will be closed to the general public effective tomorrow morning to Friday evening. So let me go over again. The route from Movenpick Hotel to Airport Traffic Light on the Independence Avenue, Accra Bound, will be closed to the general public. So road diversion or traffic diversion. Traffic on the Liberation Road approaching the National Theater Traffic Light to Ministry area will be diverted onto the Barnes Road, take a detour from the Accra Polytechnic to the Ministry area. Secondly, traffic emanating from the Liberia Road will be diverted onto the Castle Road through AU Circle, through Rich Runabout to various destinations. Traffic on the Independence Avenue between AU Circle and Novotel will be on a single carriageway in both directions. The Independence Avenue from Association Traffic Intersection to Movenpick Hotel will be converted into a one-way and segregated to allow smooth passage of VVIP convoys. At the same time, traffic from the AU Circle will also be the other portion of the single carriageway in both directions. Now, motorists are further advised to note this arrangement and plan alternative routes before embarking on their journey. No vehicle will be allowed to park or drive through the above-mentioned still route. Traffic officers will be on hand to keep motorists to assistant to motorists on alternative diverted routes. So these are alternative arrangements that have been made for the public so that they don't suffer unduly. But at the end of the day, the police administration is also advising that if you don't have any serious business doing in town, this is a national assignment. Just stay away from this area. Nobody is restricting movements of others, but it has become necessary so that we protect our dignitaries who are coming. In all, about 20 heads of state are arriving in this country for ECOWAS heads of state summit.
Apart from these diversions that you've made, will your men be on the ground to physically direct the traffic?
Yes, they will physically be present to direct traffic. All those operational strategies have been taken. So it's important that the vehicular public give them the needed cooperation. This is just a 2D assignment. So that is why we entreat them. They will be physically there. Everybody will be on the ground. Even the MGTU's efforts will be complemented by other police personnel.
That was Accra Regional PRO DSP Freeman Tete.